By a remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden and his newly named running mate, Senator Kamala Harris, are set to make their first joint appearance Wednesday as a team out to defeat President Donald Trump and Vice President Mike Pence in the upcoming November general election. The Biden-Harris campaign said the pair would speak in Wilmington, Delaware, about working together to restore the soul of the nation and fight for working families to move the country forward. Biden officially named Harris on Tuesday, making her the first Black woman and South Asian American woman to be named on a major party ticket for a presidential election. Biden described Harris as a fearless fighter for the little guy and one of the country's finest public servants. Senator Harris will accept the party's vice presidential nomination in a speech next week at the Democratic National Convention. U.S. President Donald Trump announced an agreement between the federal government and an American biotechnology company to manufacture and deliver 100 million doses of COVID-19 vaccine candidate. The company, Moderna, is to manufacture the vaccine doses while clinical trials are underway. The World Health Organization said Tuesday it was holding talks with Russia regarding its recently approved COVID-19 vaccine. Russia Tuesday became the first country to approve a vaccine for use in tens of thousands of its citizens. During a public appearance speech, President Vladimir Putin claimed the vaccine has proven efficient. He says his daughter has taken the vaccine after two shots, had normal temperature and high numbers of antibodies. Via remote, this is VOA News. Hong Kong police late Tuesday released on bail young activist Agnes Chow after she was held in custody 24 hours. Chow was one of 10 people arrested by Hong Kong police Monday in connection with the new national security law imposed by Beijing. Hong Kong's Justice Department and police did not specify why Chow was arrested, apart from vague allegations about collusion with foreigners. The crime of collusion with foreigners is a new punitive idea in Hong Kong, introduced by the Chinese Communist Party's national security law last month. Egypt reopened Gaza's main passenger crossing point for the first time in months for thousands of Palestinians who have been stranded on both sides of the border due to the coronavirus crisis. Gaza residents holding Egyptian passports, foreign passports, and patients seeking treatment abroad were to exit through Rafah crossing point during its three-day opening. Life in Gaza has returned to normal somewhat with the coronavirus at bay. Last week, schools reopened normally. Mosques, wedding halls, cafes, and gyms are also open there. Health authorities in New Zealand are scrambling Wednesday to trace the source of a new outbreak of the coronavirus as the nation's largest city went back into lockdown. Authorities have found four cases of the virus in one Auckland household from an unknown source. The first reported cases of local transmission in the country in 102 days. Auckland was moved to alert level 3 Wednesday, a designation initially set to continue through midnight Friday. That means non-essential workers are required to stay home, while bars, restaurants, and most businesses will be closed. New Zealand has been praised globally for its virus response and had just celebrated reaching 100 days without any known community transmission. The Australian state of Victoria Wednesday reported a record 21 virus deaths and 410 new cases from an outbreak in the city of Melbourne that has prompted a strict lockdown. The state premier, Daniel Andrews, said 16 of the deaths were linked to elderly care facilities. And thousands of people took to the streets in Mali's capital Tuesday, renewing calls for President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita to step down despite international mediation efforts to resolve a political crisis in that country. For more news, we invite you to join us at voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. By remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.